The company cites the need to consolidate operations with a new plant in Chicago as the reason for the closing. It will keep a sales crew in the old building while shutting down the laundry. But a spokesperson for the union representing the employees says the company is trying to avoid legal charges that it discriminates against its largely minority workforce. Matthew Schumwinger is with the local chapter of Unite Here.
They're claiming that it'll be more efficient if they truck the stuff up on semis and then continue to retain their drivers and then put it on delivery trucks and serve their customers that way, which we think is pretty ludicrous. We think the real reason is the discrimination liability here.
Workers have filed several complaints of racial discrimination against ALSCO with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission over the past few years. The union has just filed a new one, claiming the plant closing is a retaliation for the previous complaints. But a company spokesperson says economics and not legal problems are behind the decision. Gary Foster says the company has lost $3 million over the past 9 months, and consolidating with the Chicago plant is just a good business decision. He says it doesn't make sense to operate two plants just 90 miles apart. The company has promised to offer some of the laid-off workers jobs at another plant in Wauwatosa or one of ALSCO's 53 other plants across the country. But the union says the promise is only to inform workers of job openings with no guarantees they'll be hired. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.